Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Derek Williams. I'm the founder of KitAid. We founded it back in 1998.
What is KitAid all about then?
What it is, we collect old football shirts and then we find a new home for them in Africa, South America, Eastern Europe. And it's been very successful. When we started off 16 years ago, very small, a few boxes a year, we're now up to nearly 250,000 items of kit.
How long have you had any kind of partnership with FC United for then?
Well, this will be the fifth collection that we've done up here. I think two here at Staley Bridge and three at Bury. So that goes back to your very first season. In fact, our collection was on the day that you got promoted on your very first season.
That was a fantastic day.
Yeah, it was a brilliant day.
Yeah, one of the biggest crowds, I think the second highest we've had. Is there something about the ethos of FC United that has attracted you to the club?
Definitely. I mean, I'm a non-league supporter as well. I support Chesham United, but I love the whole setup at FC United. Really well organised, really good ethos. And they've got behind us, which we're very grateful for. I think they understand what we're about. We're football fans putting something back into football. And I think you recognise that as a club.
Will you be looking to sort of develop your partnership with FC United once we're in the new stadium?
Oh, love to. I mean, it's a shame in a way we're not there today. I'd like to see the new stadium, but we've got a good partnership with you anyway, because of the support you've given us, we made FC United an ambassador club, and there are only five ambassador clubs in total that we work with, and that was in recognition of all the good stuff that you've done for us.
How many kits do you tend to send over to these places?
Every year we send about 25,000, and we do boxing up sessions every 6 weeks, and each time we're doing 3,000-4,000 items of boxing up session. We've got one next Saturday, so the kit that we collect today that the fans donate will be on its way to places like Zimbabwe and the Gambia next Saturday.
Looking at your sort of history watching football, whether that be on TV or in the stadium, what was been your favourite ever football shirt?
Oh, that's a hard one. Really hard one. Yeah, it's got to be, for me, probably some of the very early Chesham United shirts when we had a good sponsor, Carlsberg, I think it was then, MFI. I've still got them. I've never let them go to Africa. But, I see. The great thing when we're doing the kit sorting is you just see so many fantastic shirts, really old ones. And what we often get when we come up here is some of the really old Man United shirts as well.
There's some really good ones from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add about KitAid? This is your time to sort of get you.
Well, really, I know that FC United do know about us, but if you don't know about us, please look us up on the web, kitaid.net. We're pretty active on Twitter, so @KitAid. And we've got blog sites, so we'll put stuff on after today's trip, put some photos up. But yeah, please keep following us, and we look forward to coming back here, especially when you've got your new ground.
Thanks, I'm sure you'll enjoy the day today, and I hope you raise a lot of kits.
And thanks again to FC United and to the fans that have donated kit. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for that.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.